Hello, and welcome to the American Marketing Association's Marketing Power Podcast on the ROI of Want, Evolving Beyond the Like Button. I'm your host, Nancy Piccalo, Senior Director of Online Content for the AMA. We're very excited to welcome our special guest, Greg Links, who's been in the online marketing space for the last 12 years. He's worked with some of the largest and most respected names in retail, manufacturing, and consumer goods, including the Kellogg Company, Whirlpool, The Finish Line, Sharper Image, and Marathon Oil Company. Links is an expert on the customer experience as it relates to social commerce and joined the Want team in January of 2011 to build and develop their sales and marketing staff. Since July of 2011, when the Want button launched, over 300 online retailers have added the Want button to their storefronts. You can connect with Greg on LinkedIn and Twitter. Greg, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Greg, first of all, if you could take just a couple minutes and explain to our listeners what exactly is the Want button and how does it work in social channels?
The Want button is a way for online retailers to engage with their browsing visitors. It's also a way for consumers to take part in a universal wish list, where they can save products that they want, either for a holiday or for a special occasion or for any reason, to one convenient and easy location where they can easily access later, come back to purchase. They also can easily share their lists with friends and family on their social networks or the old-fashioned way through email.
Great. Well, we've heard a lot about the like button, certainly on Facebook, but do you have any background or metrics on the extent to which this feature is being utilized or being viewed by retailers?
The want button has a lot more to do with intent than the like button. Facebook came out with some interesting numbers around the like button. Almost 60% of everybody who clicks on a like button as it's related to a product, they do so as a post-purchase behavior. So in other words, they purchase the product, they get it, they like it, they like what it does, whatever it might be, and then they come back and they like that product. Want is really a way for consumers to be a lot more descriptive early in that shopping process. And so much more so than a post-purchase behavior, the want button acts really as a mechanism to define intent. And what better way for retailers to engage with their shoppers if they've identified themselves as somebody who wants one of their products?
So can I assume then that in general terms, of course, from an ROI standpoint, the want button really gets marketers closer to where they're looking than perhaps the like button?
It absolutely does. We have a great client of ours, the Sharper Image, and they have been running metrics, obviously, around the want button since they launched it. And they have found that people who click that want button are significantly more engaged than those who don't. They convert at a much higher rate, their average order value is at a much higher rate, and they share those products, not just within the want.com community, but also on Facebook and on Twitter.
Great. And to sort of piggyback on that then, so how can retail marketers or how are they actually utilizing the want feature and integrating it into their overall marketing campaigns in order to drive purchasing behavior?
Right. That's a great question. And so, first of all, maybe we should back up. The want button lives on the product detail pages. And so, as you know and as the audience knows, 98% or 95%, the vast majority of the visitors hitting those product detail pages don't purchase. And so for those who leave and don't sign up for a wish list, the want button really gives them an opportunity to engage with them. Somebody sees that want button and they click it, and now they have an opportunity to sort of reach out to them, market to them with very specific and relevant messaging that's valuable to the consumer. For example, if Sharper Image has a particular product, an air purifier, for example, that has 500 people that want it, they have the ability to send a very targeted message to those 500 wanters that could bring them back to purchase. Mr. Consumer, I saw that you visited our site last week and you wanted this particular air purifier. Here's a 10% off coupon if you come back and purchase, you know, today or within the next 3 days. So it gives them really an opportunity to send relevant and valuable messaging to their consumers.
So just kind of to clarify on that, so really retailers are not only using this on their Facebook pages, but indeed on their website in specific product detail pages.
That's very specifically where that want button lives, is on the product detail pages. And okay. Typically it lives below the add to cart button, or it could be somewhere, you know, with the other sharing buttons, maybe the like button or the plus one. Because the like and the want are fundamentally different, they really can live side by side with each other, you know, without any real difficulty. The want button is not designed to impact add to cart traffic. It really, depending on where there is available real estate on that website, that want button does live on product detail pages. And then the wanted products then will be displayed on that consumer's Facebook page where the retailer will gain exposure.
Great. And as an aside, with the holiday season around the corner, I would think that this is one of those tools, if you can share it, that would come in handy for a lot of consumers and families out there doing their Christmas shopping.
It's really a fantastic opportunity around the holidays, and we've sort of had a mad rush here of retailers adding the button before code freeze. But if you think about it, you know, the ability to easily share these products, not just on Facebook but email, is really very convenient for that consumer, because the consumer no longer has to sign up for, you know, 30 different wish lists if they visit 30 different, you know, retailers. Now everything's in one spot. They can share their list broadly, or they can share very specific products. We even have a functionality built into the want button that allows people to contribute cash gifts toward particular products. So for higher average order, you know, for higher ticket items, people can contribute a very particular amount of money to that product. So it's really a convenience for those online consumers.
You know, you mentioned a little while ago Sharper Image and that they have used this effectively. Can you share any other details about exactly what kind of success they've had, or other retailers you know who have had success with this?
Sharper Image is a great case story for us, because when we partnered with them initially, we honestly didn't think that their demographics were particularly social. Their demographics trend a little bit older. They trend toward male. They trend a bit more affluent. We didn't really expect there to be a huge success with Sharper Image, but exactly the opposite turned out to be true. And so they found that people who click that want button convert at a 5 times higher rate than those who don't. Average order value is a full 21% higher. And people share wanted products 56% of the time. So well over half of all of those products that are wanted are shared with friends and family, either on Facebook or on Twitter or through email.
Great. You know, that kind of brings up a related point. Are there any retailers in particular that gain the most success from the want, or are opposite? Are there any ones that you know, aren't necessarily likely to utilize this very effectively?
I think retailers whose average order value is really low, you know, if they're selling $3, $4, and $5 trinkets, there's probably not going to be a lot of engagement with the want button. We do tend to see, you know, more socially aware demographics tend to take up the use of the want button a little bit more. But, you know, we've learned, as much as we've learned here at WAN and the hundreds of merchants that have added it, we have found that trends are difficult to come by. And, you know, the Sharper Image is sort of that classic example of something that we thought would be one way and turned out to be the opposite. And so we really try to focus and work with the merchants who we have to try to determine, you know, best practices around marketing and how to make their consumers aware of the want button and what it's for. And we really collaborate with them in order to establish best practices for each and every merchant.
And lastly, can you talk a little bit about the actual features of the product? Obviously, getting metrics on this is important. Does your does your product allow for that in providing that information to the retailer?
Absolutely. I mean, we are in a metrics-driven world, and especially with online retail. I mean, competition obviously is at an all-time high where, you know, not just the internet retailer top 500 are competing with each other, but they compete against smaller sites, too. It's sort of the great equalizer out there. And so everybody wants to look for an advantage, and the only way to uncover those is to really track metrics. And so we do that for all of our merchants. We track, obviously, the number of people who are wanting particular products, number of registrations, open-ended commentary around a particular product. There's a lot of things that, you know, how often is it shared, where is it shared, all of these things that would matter from a social commerce perspective to that online retailer around who's wanting their products, why are they wanting it, and how can we help them get those wanters back to their site to purchase. And so we absolutely deliver those metrics to all of our merchants and help them understand, you know, what's relevant and what isn't.
Well, that's great, and I think that's really important, obviously, if you're going to be using this, particularly in social channels. So these all have been really great insights, Greg, about how retailers and marketers can increase conversions and drive buying behavior with the want button. We've been talking to Greg Links today. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to this edition of our AMA podcast series. I hope it's been a good learning and listening experience. Look for information on other upcoming podcasts by visiting marketingpower.com/podcast. Make sure you sign up for the RSS feed on marketingpower.com so you're aware of all the podcast series available to you. To learn more about the WANT feature, please visit the WANT website at www.wanttt.com. Until next time, I've been your host, Nancy Pacala. Thank you for joining us.